Welcome to the Kingdom Eagles Church, where hearts and minds are always in one accord. And the multitude of they that believed were of one heart and of one mind. Beloved, every stage in life has its own challenges. We tend to differ in the way we handle or solve them, be it out of ignorance, misinformation that mislead many into adopting temporary solutions, escapism, blaming, smoking, addiction, or seeking help from wrong sources, while others persistently make efforts to change their circumstances. Others give up and allow these circumstances to define who they really are not. Some have adopted new characters, anger, to overcome these challenges. Others have gone into drug, some into prostitution, and some have turned suicidal. Problems never quit. But you know what? You can make a smart decision today by desiring Jesus more, by taking a step out of your comfort zone and embracing Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. The Lord will hear you. The Lord will intervene in your life. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you. And above everything, He will restore you and give you
a new life
to live. Hearts and minds in one accord. Pastor Kevin.
Yet there is a time, and there is indeed a time, that God wants to bring an end to all that. But the unfortunate thing is that many of us are still wearing our beautiful robes and not sensitive to the fact that God needs our urgent preparation and our urgent move, because He is about to bring a refreshing presence in the dryness of our lives. Is that correct? For someone who wants to marry, they start planning their wedding 1 year in advance. Hello? Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
They send a pre-invitation to that little college. They have the first one they send. You have the confirmation you make. They have reservations they make. They continue for 1 year to prepare for a wedding. Why? Because they know that there is a blessing that comes up when a man finds a good thing and obtains favor from God. They want to be partakers of the blessings at that level, so they have to start a preparation. And that preparation comes because of the consciousness in the mind that there is a need for them to divinely prepare themselves to enter a covenant with God, because He got what's in principles, in covenants, and in standards.
All the believers, we are one in heart and mind. Welcome to the Kingdom Eagles Church, where you experience God in a unique way through intense worship, priestly prayers, undiluted God's word,
together believe we're of one heart and one soul, where we share with one another and we care for one another.
For the declaration,
you will live, in you we move, In you we have our being.
Over my days. That each time I leave and
life experiences.
So I think it was on Friday that I called Pastor Kevin and I told him what was going on.
I release you.
Undeniable testimonies.
And shame with everybody.
And then prayer was spirit filled. It was beautiful.
Thank you, thank you, man.
Thank you. And this is from us.
Ready to experience God today at the Kingdom Eagles Church.
6716 HWY6 Southwest Houston, Texas 77083.
Service starts every Sunday at 10 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Night Vigil every other Friday at 10 p.m. You are in line for your next miracle. Kingdom Eagles Church. Hearts and minds in one accord.
At which the rain was coming. He didn't know. The Bible says it took the power of God to fall upon him for him to be able to move and bypass even the chariot of air. But he could only do so if he tucks his own cloak upon his belt so that he could run and run even faster. I said, may the anointing of God fall upon you tonight in Jesus' name. That whatever God is bringing in your path, you will not miss out of it. You will not misuse it. But God will give you the power and the ability to be able to run out with a miraculous speed, to be able to acquire what you ought to acquire, to be able to restore what you ought to have restored, and for people to see and testify that your God is good. Oh, this sweet Jesus. Tug your cloak. In 2 Kings chapter 4, there is another beautiful story. Verse 29 says, Elisha said to Gehazi, tug your cloak into your belt, take my staff in your hand, and run. Don't greet anyone you meet, and if anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay my staff on the boy's face. Now we see this woman. The Shunammite. We see this Shunammite woman who was not having a child at all. When he came in contact with Elisha, and because of the way she took care of Elisha, by God's revelation, God told Elisha, Elisha made pronouncements over her life that by this time next year you will have a child. And indeed, it came to pass that this woman had a child. But it was unfortunate that one day, this child just got sick and died. And this woman ran back to the prophet. And she cried unto the prophet. And she cried, I didn't beg you for a child. I didn't even want a child. Why did you put me through all this? So Elisha picked up his staff and gave to his servant Gehazi. And told Gehazi, tuck your cloak on your belt and run to her house and place her staff on the child's face so that the child can live again. Elisha is not the one going, but Elisha is assigning his servants to go on a mission and perform a miracle. But for him to perform that miracle, there needs to be a change in the way he carries himself. There needs to be a change in the way you are dressing, my sons. There needs to be a change in the way you are going to run for that miracle. There needs to be a change. Your posture needs to change. Gehazi, something needs to change about it. And so, Gehazi took it and ran there to perform the miracle. But I can see that upon his command, he lays emphasis on his dressing. He lays emphasis because he knows that if Gehazi begins to run with the way he is dressed, he's not going to make it on time. He might fall, he might stumble, he might be too slow because he will bound to make adjustments based on how the clock fits on him. And that's what many of us are doing. We know there is a miracle, but our behavior does not seem to show that we need a miracle in our lives. We are comfortable in the way we worship. We are comfortable in the way we give. We are comfortable in the way we sow. There is nothing different about our lives at all that can distinguish our time of normalcy and our time of miracle. When you need a miracle from God, the presence and the environment you command around you must be different, because miracles operate in principles. That is why you see, when you realize that there is a pattern in your life, and there are things you're going through over and over in your life, once you want a miracle from God, there must be an apt preparedness, which must be different from what you do in your regular lifestyle. It means every miracle commands an extra mile of fasting, an extra mile of prayer. It might take sowing, it might take giving, it might take just spending days in His presence. It will take a sacrifice. Why? Because you are seeking for something that is not normal, out of the ordinary. But this must begin from your mind. I want you to read again 1 Peter 1:13. And let's hear what it says. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at His coming. Therefore, with your minds that are what? Alert and fully sober. Let me hear you. Your behavior is different. Your character is different. Be self-controlled. The things that will become a distraction to you, the things that become a distraction to your environment, they will slow you down. Hello, somebody. They will deceive you from moving forward. They will deceive you from seeing to understand the time, the place, and the seasons at which God is moving. And that is why there is a need for your environment to be gathered from the things that if you want to enjoy and enter into that new level, then there needs to be a reorganization of priorities around you. What are your priorities? We are here tonight at the night vigil. Some are well, some are rodeo. They are enjoying their rodeo. After they will come, they will ask me for a fasting and prayer, and I'll be fasting while they go for their rodeo. That will not happen in this year in Jesus' name. Amen. I will eat my food double. Hallelujah. Then they will lie to me that they will give a different reason. Upon that which they are going through, they will add lies to it. And they will forget that they are lying to me. And the Holy Spirit will say they are lying. Why they are talking to me, the Holy Spirit will say they are lying. But it's time to be able to make adjustments on your priorities. And set your focus on Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. Because once we take our eyes off Jesus Christ, like Peter did, the Bible says, yes, Jesus said, Peter said, Master, are you the one? Are you the one? He says, yes, I'm the one. He says, can I come over? He says, come over. And the Bible says, Peter stepped on the waters. No matter how troubling the situation is, he stepped upon it and began to walk. He stepped upon it and began to move with confidence, with strength, with joy. Oh, he can also walk upon water. But suddenly he took his eyes off his master and began to sink. And that's how many of us behave. When God begins to move within, we've got it all covered. And before we realize, we begin to sink. They will ask ourselves, when did I go wrong? But listen to me, when you fix your eyes upon the cross, you will understand that even in the cross you can go down, but Jesus is still with you and you are going down. When you go to the valley of the shadow of death, you are not moving. Be moved by the fact that you are down, but you are confident that even as you are down, the same God can raise you up again. Hey, He will take you from the valley and put you on the tops of the mountains. Why? Because He is just God. And understand, He operates in seasons. That's why I love Apostle Paul. He says, I understand when to be high and I understand when to be low. But you see, I'm content with what I have. Amen. Being content is not because you lack anything. It's not because the enemy is so strong to oppress you, but it's a choice. I choose to be content with where I am. I'm not moved by dollars. Believe me, people know me for that. Yeah. I'm not moved whether I have $1 or have 1 million. I'll still be the same. I'm not moved by that. That is how God made me. At the moment I have, I just begin to people, because I want people to be blessed the way I am blessed. I want them to know what I know. I want them to carry what I carry, because I feel in me the burden to build a generation of firebrand people. Many of us from Crossover, we had a lot of expectation. We made up our minds to cast our burdens, to let go of the past. Unfortunately, here we are in the month of March, moving towards April, and we are still dragging our feet when it comes to the things of God. We make excuse. Today it is cold. Tomorrow it is rainy. The clouds are coming to Houston. The dust is coming to the city. And we begin to realize 1 week has gone. 2 weeks have passed. 1 month have passed. And miracles are not happening. And we don't understand why. But it is because we need to understand that when God says you need to be in His presence, it is a choice to be on us. To be in His presence. Why? Because you have a need. For 2 days I've not slept. And for those 2 days, I've been worried since Tuesday, not really worried, contemplating on how I could be able to put across this message, because God was striking my mind, talk your clock. I said, God, this is your talk your clock in my ears, Lord, I don't know. What am I going to put it together? And like the devil knows it, I realized that I have to be with the baby all night for 2 days. And you people know how my baby holds on so much to me. I wanted to make sure I put everything, I put the PowerPoint and everything, but my baby is my aunt for the past 24 hours or 48 hours. And I rushed with her to the hospital this evening to see the doctor. And I said, God, so this stopped your drop since how many days ago you're going to? I said, Lord, I need that message now. Give it to me. And God began to break it. And God began to break it. And I said, Lord, I thank you. There is no dragging of feet. People of God, the power of God is about to come upon us tonight to move us into the next level. But we must stop our clock, because the blessings that are about to flow, the magnitude of the rain that is coming, will be that which only some will experience it. Listen to me. Ahab never understood what are the prophet meant. I think by the time the prophet ran past him, he began to understand that this thing is serious. Look at how a prophet can run. The same prophet who declared the rain to start, see the way it's free ahead of me. I need to gather myself together. I need to talk my clock. I need to run. The chariot needs to be faster. And the Bible says, Elisha, from the time he met Elijah, he walked with him every day, sold his cows and his oxen or whatever, and followed Elijah. But when Elijah was about to depart, the Bible tells me that there were a group of prophets, when they met him just when he was about to depart, they spoke with Elisha and said, Elisha, do you know your master is about to depart? He says, yes, I know, but don't speak about it anymore. Okay, I love that passage. And the Bible says, and Elijah asked him, what do you want of me? He says, I want a double portion of what you carry. He says, yes, if you want a double portion of what I carry, you will only get it if you see me at the point of departure. He says, okay, I'm good at that. The Bible says, when they got to the Jordan, the Bible says, Elijah folded his cloak and beat the Jordan and split into two. And the two of them, only two of them, they crossed on dry land. I believe at that point, Elisha looked at this man and said, this is different dimension. Where I stand right now, where me and my master are crossing, is a different level. I need to get ready, because the way this man is operating right now, he is showing me some signs that if I'm not alert and attentive, he might depart without me seeing. He has already warned me that if I really need what I need from him, and if I can only have it, if I see him at the point of point of departure. So the Bible says, other prophets who came, they stood only at a farm, and only him and Elijah came and went through. God will help me to preach the message. And the Bible says, while Elijah was still speaking with him, chariots from nowhere burst from in between them. And by the grace of God, he grabbed the cloak of Elijah. Oh, Jesus Christ. And it tore and fell. Listen to me, church. This is an uncommon season. We need to be alert, because the things that are about to bring our fame, our name, our prosperity and expansion, they are going to take us by surprise. But we need to be alert. Why? Because until we are sensitive to grab the kind of mantle we are looking for, we cannot benefit when the season comes. Is someone getting me tonight? And the Bible says, and the prophets, they stood in amazement and looked at Elijah, and they said to themselves, the spirit of Elijah has fallen on Elijah. What a confirmation. And the Bible says, when Elisha moved towards them and moved in front of them, they all bowed in front of him. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Your double honor is on the way. Amen. Your double honor is on the way. Amen. You need to be sensitive in the spirit. It's not a time to look at left or right. It's not a time to look at that you are young in ministry. It's not a time to complain and murmur. It's a time to say, I am ready for the next phase in my life. I am ready for the next anointing. I am talking my clock. I am falling diligently. I'm looking forward. I'm not moved by the environment. I'm not moved by what people might say. I am stepping out. I am ready to grab my clock. I am ready to seize my season. The rain indeed came in abundance. The rain indeed came in abundance. And Israel and the children of God, they celebrated like never before. Can I tell you something? If you have never danced in your life, get yourself ready this season. By the middle of this month to the middle of next month, there will be countless testimonies in this house in Jesus' name. Yes. I say countless testimonies in Jesus' name. Yes. I prophesy, yes, the rain of abundance upon your life. Yes. I prophesy a release of the supernatural upon your life. Yes. I prophesy a stirring up of the gift of God upon your life. Yes. In the name of Jesus, nations shall hear your voice. Yes. Nations shall be blessed by your voice. Yes. Nations shall be blessed by you. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever was withheld for 3.5 years, I don't care for how long, being was withheld by a man or by principalities or by demons, I command the heavens to release upon your life what belongs to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I call it forth upon your life. I speak it upon your life. I speak it upon your family. I speak it upon your businesses. In the mighty name of Jesus. But tonight, you must talk your clock. It is time to talk your clock and show your preparedness. It's time to talk your clock and show your readiness. It is time to talk your clock and show your anticipation. It is time to talk your clock. I say, Lord, I am ready for the next move in my life, for the next move in my business, for the next move in my family. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, the spirit of the power of God came upon Elijah, and he ran and overtook Ahab. Ahab had a chariot, had horses, but when the power of God shows up, people of God, it does not matter what people carry ahead of you. The power of God is able to take you. You shall be the first and not the last. You shall be the first and not the last. In the name of Jesus Christ. I say it does not matter when you started. People will look at you and they'll ask you, where have this one been? But they'll look at you, they'll not see you. They'll see the power of God operating upon you. They'll see the signs and the wonders. And all they will know, your God is great. When they'll look at your life, they'll see the things you do. I don't know, this is not a common person. They know this is the hand of God. People of Lord, there is a release from heaven. And I want you to lift up your hands tonight. The Lord your God has ordained this message for someone tonight. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight. I don't know for how long the dryness has been in your life. I don't know for how long the dryness has been in your family. Yes, you have tried your best. And you sat at the brook. And the Lord has fed you at the brook. And I said the brook was just a place of sustenance. It means that so far as you're in the brook, God just wanted to make a living, to have a hand to mouth. But the brook also dried up. And many are wondering, where else will I have my next meal? How will I feed my family? How will I keep a house on my head? How will I pay my bills? But the Lord is not respecter of the situation. God himself knows that there is a drought. God knows that there is a famine. Your God is a God of abundance. He is Jehovah overdue. He is a God of rain. He's about to rain abundance over your life. He's about to bring a rain in your life again. Because of the rain that is coming, you will testify in the name of Jesus. You will sing a new song in the name of Jesus. I said, those that laughed at you and they laughed at you in stagnation, they are about to celebrate with you. Because the Lord is lifting you higher and higher. I say higher and higher. The power of God has fallen upon you to change your operations, to change the way you operate. I see the Spirit of God taking over your life, taking over your ministry, taking over your finances, taking over your businesses. I command the power of God fall tonight upon the church, fall tonight upon the businesses, fall tonight upon the marriages, fall tonight. Every dryness in their lives, every dryness in their spirits, every dryness in their businesses, I command tonight, let them experience the rain. The rain of God. The rain of God. Every dryness in their relationships, I say, Lord, I command the release of the rain of God upon their lives. I say tonight, whatever distractions, I pray tonight, every distraction that limits your move, every distraction that prevents you from moving freely in the realms of the spirit, be in an attack. I arrest tonight. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. As God saves your life, I protect your family. As God saves your children, I say tonight, whatever's limited you, whatever's limited you, I don't care for how long. Tonight, the Lord, the power of God is stepping into your situation. It's stepping into your marriage. It's stepping into your business. The doors are opening. Uncommon doors. Uncommon favors. Distinguished words. Distinguished favors. I said tonight, you are lifted. You are lifted. You are promoted into the next dimension. Into the next dimension of favor. Of honor. Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer topic. I want you to pray this prayer. I say anything preventing my clock, I that holds my clock, to prevent my spiritual steps, to prevent my advancement in life, I say tonight, you won't limit me. I said tonight, you won't hinder me. I free myself from every hindrances. I free myself from whatsoever is assigned by man or by the enemy to prevent me from moving faster in the realms of the spirit. I said tonight,